Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Like millions of American school children today, my sister and I grew up qualifying for the free and reduced lunch program at our school. And we rarely got new clothes, but instead could be found sporting hand-me-downs or whatever we could find at Goodwill. The only times we would get new clothes was maybe at Christmas or our birthdays. And when it was time for me to go to college, I was part of the TRIO Achievement Program that was designed to support students from low-income families and or first-generation college students. I qualified twice. So you can imagine what it was like for a younger Pastor Joseph to hear a text such as these, where the rich were supposed to give money to the poor. I once sat in hope waiting for some rich man to just randomly decide to give me all of his stuff because, you know, I was the poor. I'm still waiting in case any of you are wondering. But then it led me to a weird contradiction, because if I were to receive, then I would then be the rich man and would have to find somebody poorer than I to give everything to, and then I would be damning that person unless they were to give everything to somebody else, and then they would be in the same situation. Then it goes on and on and on, and there seems to be no solution. So should we do anything about it anyway? When somebody comes to our doors cold and hungry, should we just turn them away and call them blessed because of their empty belly and empty pockets? After all, it is from the cross in Matthew 26 that Jesus says that you will always have the poor among you. And if that is an indisputable fact, who are we to do anything about it? Perhaps the rich man is onto something when he says that he has kept all of these commandments, so certainly he will enter the kingdom of heaven and gain eternal life. But that Jesus guy comes and upsets everything. He seems to have something else in mind when he says that this rich man, by his own righteousness, will never make it into heaven. But what is Jesus' beef with those who are rich anyway, if they are following every other law? A new commandment I give you, says Jesus in Matthew 22, that you love one another as you love yourselves. And I ask you, do we truly have love for one another if we are not willing to sacrifice that which we hold most dear? Jesus' problem here is bigger than the coin in the man's purse, but that he seems to have missed the whole point, and yet has the audacity to ask how he alone can achieve salvation rather than looking at the whole picture of what Jesus has come to do. Jesus is bringing about a new age for all people, but here we have a man who is so stuck in his own righteousness and greed that he isn't able to look at who this Jesus is for those who have nothing else. The problem isn't how much the rich man has, but instead it's how the hoarding of wealth hurts the community that God has established ages ago. A community where Jesus comes in and, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, lifts up the lowly, lifts up women and children to a new status. And here, he is giving special attention to the poor in a new way, because it's not about being better than anybody else, but it's about how we as a community can thrive together. This idea plays out the most clearly in the book of Acts, when all who have come together shared all the things that they had with one another in a way that is often not done anymore. None of them had any personal possessions, but it says instead that they shared everything in Acts 4:32. These people broke bread together, they worshiped together, and they lived generous lives. But there was a man and his wife, Ananias and Sapphira, who sold property and did not share their full profits with the community. They lie about this, not only to the community, but to God, and this leads to their own deaths. And I don't share this as a threat, but how the Bible highlights the importance of community in the sharing of resources. There is enough for all people. Now, a study by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations claims that there is more than enough food to feed every single person on Earth. But due to overconsumption, greed, food waste, there are millions that go hungry and even more that go undernourished. Now, think about that. We grow enough food to feed everybody. But there are those who don't have access to food because of financial insecurity, food deserts, or because they have been refused time and time again their help when they come asking for it. Where is the humanity in that? The only thing that we can call that is evil and hateful. But thank God. Literally, thank God for the grace of Jesus. Because we are part of this corrupt system, there is so little that any of us can do to change this all overnight. But we can all be part of small changes in ways that we use our money, use our time, our resources, and in the ways we vote and support policies that sees God's justice being done here on earth. Grace tells us that while we cannot by our own merit enter the kingdom of God, it is through Jesus Christ that you have been saved through faith. And because of this grace, perhaps the rich man now makes it into heaven, for all things are possible through God. And maybe you can just ignore everything that I've had to say up to this point. I know that some of you probably do anyway. But consider this. If we follow every other commandment but do not have love, then we have completely missed the message of Jesus Christ. Where is faith if we do not trust that God is using us to bring about this new age that proclaims the love of God that is for all people? And money. Money is not the only way that you can show up and be an incredible force in your community, in this community. Don't have money, but you can cook. Work on setting up a meal train for those who have recently had surgery. Or are you like Paige and maybe excel a little bit more at baking than you do cooking? Donate to our annual bake sale. Or if you, like I, can't bake to save your life, find what you are good at and use it to show at least one person that they are deserving of the time it takes for them to know they are a precious and beloved child of God. For heaven's sake, just tell somebody they're pretty today. I don't care what it is, but be a part of this. You are capable of so much more than you think because you have been named and marked as a child of the Most High. You are capable of so much more because you aren't just you, but you are you all. You, though only mortal, are capable of so much because through God, all things are possible. Blessed are you, who though you are feeling the weight of the world around us, are still able to look beyond yourself and see the love of God in more than just yourself. Blessed are you who refuse to let the love of God be overshadowed by the hate that surrounds us and the selfishness that surrounds us. And blessed are you, in the name of the Holy Trinity, that breaks through and makes a new way, now and forever. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.